This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go, Hour 1, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Broadus. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh. He is set for 5 hours flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. You have Zach Wolchuk in the house. Eric Chiafalo, no, not here. Okay, send him some love on social media. Let him know that he is missed. And let Lucius know he is a man of several talents, because I see there is nobody producing your video back there at the video station here. So you can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Lucius, who's just adding another broadcast responsibility to you today. Okay, it is a back-to-work Hurricane Milton Wednesday here in the nation. We're tracking the storm, and we'll give you updates as they arrive, and you know, hoping for the best for everybody involved down there. I saw this TikTok star named Lieutenant Dan, who's riding it out in a homeless camp downtown Tampa.
Yeah, what the hell?
Will he survive is one of the questions. You can actually bet on that. There's places you can go bet on that. I don't know. I think if you're downtown, they should, somebody should let you up the elevator so you can go get on one of the roofs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Help the guy out. You know, you got to do what it takes to survive. I'd have been out of there if I was Lieutenant Dan. I don't know how you could have looked at and seen some of these stories out of North Carolina. Just absolute trauma. Families ripped apart, literally, right there as the waters were rising, and think, yeah, I'm going to ride this bad boy out. That's what I want to sign up for here. What's going viral with these insanely terrifying stories. No, thank you. Maybe it's the end for Lieutenant Dan, though. Didn't he jumped off the fishing boat, didn't he, in Forrest Gump?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He just peaced out. You know, he was like, it's my time.
He's envisioned this.
Yeah. So, you know,
best way to go.
Maybe that analogy will play out. But Deron Bland had his practice window activated. We have a handful of Cowboys updates. Tyler Guyton practicing with like a knee brace or sleeve on. It's not a full brace. Kalen Carson limited at practice today. Micah Parsons still working on the side with the rehab group as they start getting ready for the Lions and then into the bye week.
Yeah, the thing, and Wooly Bully had it yesterday, got the report from Nick Eatman, and then I had to follow up. I'm like, man, I was believing that maybe not this week with Carson, but Bland, but they feel like that he's far enough along, and they're looking at probably, you know, 20, 25 plays that kind of ramp him up. They'd like to get him full go by the time they get to that San Francisco game. But this could be an opportunity for him.
Well, Brian has Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40, and every Wednesday, if you didn't know, he previews the opponent's offense. So we're going to get a good look at that today, and then the defense tomorrow, and we'll shape our opinions here. You know, I'm assuming loss. I'm trying to figure out if there's a path to victory, and I think it's got to start with Bland being back, and he or Diggs having, you know, a pick six, maybe a big special teams play, multiple takeaways. Like, it's possible, you know, really, really good teams lose to teams worse than them every week in the NFL. So why couldn't it be the Cowboys this week?
Yeah, I think this was one of those games where they really needed Bland, because you look at the two receivers on the outside with Amon-Ra St. Brown and how Jamison Williams has really stepped up for Detroit, and then you also have to deal with Laporta in the middle. I think that this helps. It also helps when it comes to setting the edge in the running game. That's something that Deron Bland does tremendously better than Trayvon Diggs does. So now you've got another corner on the field, even if it is limited, to where he's not going to be shy about coming up and run support. I mean, that's a strength to his game. You'll now have two corners out there in Bland and Jordan Lewis if they need to go into their sub package that are willing to do that. So for me, it definitely helps your chances of trying to limit what the Lions can do offensively, because there's a lot that you've got to deal with there.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And maybe even further than that is it allows you to play Jordan Lewis on Laporta. You know, if you have an extra corner, you have Carson, Bland, Diggs. That gives you three corners. Now that allows you to take Lewis. And if you remember last year in the game against the Lions, Laporta was matched up a couple of different times against. He had really good success against the safeties, but when they put a corner on him, he didn't have a catch.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on something like that.
That's definitely something to struggle. And you had Amon-Ra St. Brown talking about how much trash Jordan Lewis talked in the offseason. Now you get to, especially after the Pickens game.
Steelers know all about that now.
Yeah.
Sounds of the Sideline opens with Jordan Lewis talking about, that guy's just trash, you know? Yeah. He was like, he can't play. 325 and a couple of other texters correcting me. I believe, okay, so Lieutenant Dan is on a 20-foot boat waiting for it. So the analogy is perfect. You know, the analogy is complete down there in Tampa. I hope you know, somebody can get him a connected device and, you know, do some live streaming or something. I'm sure he would captivate the world if in fact he did. I
know Lieutenant Dan, not the movie Lieutenant Dan.
Homeless Lieutenant Dan from Tampa got a boat.
He's on a boat. Okay.
And they have Starlink set up down there already. I saw Elon, you know, did something good for the greater world, and that was to be commended. As he is set up internet connectivity, you know, if you're, looking to connect with somebody, it's going to be more possible than ever before and during a natural disaster, thanks to his satellite internet technology. Pretty badass.
Like it.
Okay. What else do we? There's a trade rumor. You know, I do think this one's complete trash as well, but it's Bleacher Report's Christopher Knox talking about T. Higgins. Dallas may have salvaged its season with a much-needed win over the Steelers on Sunday, and it could use a strong complement to CeeDee Lamb on the perimeter. Brandon Cooks was recently placed on injured reserve following a knee procedure. I just think anybody reporting or speculating on this stuff is just such a total poser, a total LARPer. As a member of the NFL media, you know, just there's so many ways you could know that this can't happen. The Cowboys are not trading for a star wide receiver, period, end of story. Like, you could be paying attention to what Jerry and Steven say. You could look at their cap management philosophy. You could see what Jerry just said the other day with, hey, we like to give young guys an opportunity. You could see how good Tolbert was. If you had just watched the game, it would be like, they probably don't want to trade for another wide receiver because that would progress stop the potential breakout here.
Yeah.
So that's bad. You know,
not to mention the contract that comes with that. Like, that's something that's just forgotten. You know, on paper, I'd love to add T. Higgins. That'd be fun. But you just paid CeeDee Lamb number two money in the league. You got to then pay freaking T. Higgins, guys.
Which they struggled to do for months and months. One month into training camp, they couldn't get the guy in there, Brian.
I just looked up the word LARPer.
Isn't that great?
You LARPer?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here like, you're 8 minutes into the show, and I'm like, Dawson's throwing the word LARPer, and I'm like looking it up, and I'm like, oh, okay.
There you go. I think that's a pretty good one to add to the show. Yeah, thank you. Looked like Dak was back at it at his Texas home. He was he looked like he was demolishing it there. TMZ what? With the video.
Was that a real video?
Yeah.
I mean, Michelle went ahead and shared it. I think it was real.
I was driving down the tollway and I saw it and I wasn't sure. Was he helping him or was he... It looked like he was trying to stop him.
Well, the dude, okay, so the,
his dog, like, no, drug house.
Stop.
The Dude Perfect guys were there, and I think they were making some content out of it.
Okay.
But basically, a construction team is demolishing his house. I guess he's going to rebuild a more badass one up there in Prosper on an acre plot where he's got the Dak yard and everything. That's what I can gather anyway. Yeah. I don't think you would be hitting the front of it so hard if you were just planning on changing and, you know, adding an upstairs balcony. But
I was driving along and I saw that and I didn't know if that was real or not.
Yeah, he jumps in the backhoe, and he's, you know, he's playing with the bucket thingy and stuff like that. And,
wow, all right.
You know,
real deal.
It would be so amazing to have a house like that and then get this contract and be able to be like, yeah, I like this house, but, you know, it'd be way cooler if we had this and that and this and that. But we don't want to move.
Yeah.
Tear it down.
We don't want to add on.
He wants the deck yard.
You got to have the deck yard and his fishing pond and his ATV track and all that stuff. Yeah, you don't want to move once
just
you got to.
Just make a bigger house, but I don't want to. I'm surprised he didn't dome the deck yard, you know, with the.
Maybe that's part of it.
Put a dome over the top of the deck yard.
That'd be a good addition, an indoor.
Yeah, an indoor deck yard.
Indoor deck yard.
So the guys don't have to sweat it up in the summer.
Got a lot of land out there.
Yeah, he does.
You can do whatever he wants, really. But that was cool, you know. I mean, just an amazing house already, but apparently he's going to make that spot. Upgraded. Houston Texans news. They're on the Cowboys schedule November 18th.
They are.
Injury could impact it. Further testing of Nico Collins' right hammy revealed an image timetable for healing process estimated now to 3 to 4 weeks per a league source. So they put him on the shelf. He'll be out at least 4 games. He's been one of the top wide receivers in the league this year, producing more than Stephon Diggs. And they do have Tank Dell, of course, who's been pretty good, but not as good as he was last year before that injury. So this could be a pretty big hit there for the Houston Texans. And we shall see how he recovers from that. And obviously a lot of Cowboys on the timeline as well for, you know, that sort of a return. So we'll see, you know, how they can do.
6 weeks on a lot of guys. Yeah.
I know.
Mavs guard Dante Exum expected to miss 3 months after undergoing right wrist surgery. Sources telling ESPN. Hopefully back, right before the All-Star break, right around the All-Star break. I just don't know if that impacts you at all. I think it's a guy that you would like to have for the duration of the regular season, a skilled, bigger player who can defend some guys. Like, you got 82 games to play. Dante Exum could help you in a lot of them. But once we got to the playoffs, it was like his lack of shooting, his lack of quickness. And, you know, he's just mid in so many of the different skills.
He was just helping with minutes is what he was doing.
Yeah, like the regular season, there's definitely a role for him, you know, to help.
On the night of the back-to-back.
Absolutely.
Because like
he can step up. And there were times that he flashed and really played, to your point, excellent defense. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa, where did this Dante Exum three-point shooting come from?
Yeah, but had a game winner.
Yeah, once you get to the postseason, he's not really a guy that's going to play a ton. But, yeah, in the regular season, you start losing a couple of guys, and we'll one day be like, well, damn, I kind of wish we had Dante Exum here to be able to help out a little
instead
bit.
Instead of using the two-way guy or whatever.
Yeah, I like the way you phrased it, though. Hopefully back by the All-Star break. It's like, it's okay.
Stretch
it's
run.
All right, you know?
Yeah, this team is so deep. Like the tech saying, we got Dinwiddie 2-1-4. There's very few rosters in basketball that actually have 15 guys that could belong on a playoff rotation.
We just totally jinxed them now. You totally jinxed it with that talk.
Well, I hope not, because you know the way I see it, they're primed to, you know, get back to the finals.
I hope not.
Champions.
I hate like injury talk before the season, but that it happened. Guys hurt. I mean, but let's hope that depth does not get tested.
Well, you're the one always trying to bring in injured guys, acting like they just got unlucky one day. You know,
I am.
Like
about that.
Always talented. Bring him in.
You've always told me about, like, you want to bring in that Porzingis? Go ahead. Yeah, he's not going to help you. Yeah, you're right. Got some guys though.
Blake prefers Exum over Dinwiddie. I could see that. You know, if you got to depend on one, Dinwiddie's getting up there. His knee's always bothering him. Doesn't play with bounce anymore. You know, but either or, you know, neither one's winning you a finals game. LARPing is fun, says the 469. Don't knock it until you try it, man. What, like medieval LARPing?
I had no idea style. What you're talking about, and it said dressing up in costumes and stuff, and I'm thinking,
Yeah, that's what some of these NFL quote insiders are doing, man, running around just throwing stuff out there, pretending to be Adam Schefter. Okay.
goes LARPing.
Where did you get that word from?
That'd be awesome.
You know,
what were you doing that you decided to use that word?
I think people use it in crypto a lot.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. Like you're LARPing as a day trader, you know, when you're just dorking around losing money.
What are you doing?
Like, no, I'm reading the charts. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm a financial advisor.
I was wondering where you got the word. All right. LARPing. I get it.
Stars opener tomorrow in Nashville. national experts in the morning news. They aggregated some morning news experts. Bleacher Report likes him to win the President's Trophy with the best regular season record. That would be exciting, but only eight teams ever have won the President's Trophy and Lee Stanley Cup the same year.
Yeah, that'd be a curse.
It hasn't happened since 2013.
It seems like Boston every year comes up with that President's Trophy.
Get ready for a first-round exit and if you win the President's Trophy. Yeah.
You're a bunch of tryhards that overextended yourself for the regular season.
Yeah, by the time you get to the postseason, it's like our legs are gone.
You're playing around in hockey. You got hockey outfits on. You're just playing around.
CBS has them finishing second in the division behind Colorado, losing to Edmonton again in the West Finals.
No. Dude, a third straight loss in the West Final, I don't think I could take it.
No.
Well, how about
at least they're getting there.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it's pretty cool. Then you're like the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Ugh.
Then I think you'd favor the sporting news prediction here, second in the division, but win Lord Stanley's Cup.
Perfect. That's what I'm talking about.
Give me that parade. That would be a fun parade.
Titletown, Texas, baby.
They're all fun parades, but that would be
a hockey parade is
different. Hockey parade's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah. Big dub for me last night. Decided it was time for a new washer. Okay, I was telling you about the sensor issues, and sometimes we got to unplug it and wait 10 minutes, plug it back in. Change the cycle 800 times, knock on it 3 times, and then finally get it to go. So I've been dealing with that for a couple of months, but it was still doable, right? It was workable. Mm. Yesterday, I get home, big old puddle in the laundry room. The seal, you know, starting. Mm. It's 8 years old, right? Yeah. They don't make them like they used to. I had the same washer my entire youth.
You know what? My mom and dad still had the same washer well. I'm 60 years old. That's amazing. When I was a kid.
But I think now about 8 years old for a washer, you're due for a new one, you know?
Yeah.
So I get onto Amazon and it's Prime Day. I'm
surprised you didn't DoorDash
it. Oh, it is Prime Day.
I would have DoorDashed
it. I'm going to get ready for a bunch of packages at my house.
But I go to pay for it. It was $200 off, so I'm like, I'm winning here, right? First of all, about 25% off. I go down to pay for it. I notice on my Amazon rewards, I have $753 of credit from being such an Amazon degen over the years. I never looked at it, but I was like looking for my payment options.
For free.
I got it for free.
Huge win.
Yes.
Boy, what a huge good for win. You.
Yeah. Got the dang washer for free, basically.
You
got
to watch out for Rice's mom coming over and taking it off your porch, though. she's
driving for the Jersey, Mama
she's,
Rice.
She's driving around right now in a Ford truck looking for it.
I mean, I think some people like do that for the thrill. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
That's like
with the doorbell cams. Why?
Like Walt's sister-in-law in Breaking Bad.
Yes.
You know, she just wanted the rush of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Man, that lady was a piece of work. All those women were there in that show. We got to run. G Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. What do we got next, Woolchuck?
Yeah, let's do a little hodgepodge for you. Feral Hog Shams and the money he's making. We did some digging. Mm. We found it in a tremendous impression. That's next then.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And this segment of the Nation's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 7 minutes. Here's Wolchuk with your hodgepodge.
All right, so yesterday we're talking about Shams and how much money we think he's making compared to what Woj was pulling in, and we got an answer. So according to the paid newsletter, John Alran.
Okay, so we said it was probably half. Then we go 3.5 mil?
Yeah, so $7 million is what Woj was making.
Okay, so we're going to, I'd still say half.
You're right.
Yeah.
He's saving ESPN a ton of money, and it's definitely not more than $4 million.
Yeah, there you go.
So, well, I mean, maybe at some point, like Andrew Marchand, who's usually good about this, will give us like the exact details, but I'm a little bit.
That's crazy. That's bad negotiating, dude.
Right? Like, that's.
You're
that's,
so much.
That's the response that he's
better
getting,
like, on camera.
Shams, what are you doing?
You just made their NBA TV shows infinitely more watchable than, no disrespect to Woj, but I mean, come on. That's crazy, dude. That's bad.
Well, and you were a free agent. Like, why didn't you get a bidding war started here? What if Yahoo wants to bring you back? You've got, I don't know, TNT. I guess they're going away. Mm-hmm. But if one of these other major NBC, like they're about to kick off and get some basketball back, to me, he definitely left dollars on the table here. Come on, Shams.
I kind of feel,
you're a smart guy.
I feel like he saw where. His main competitor was Woj, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He saw what a legend Woj became at ESPN. He took the gig because he's going for the notoriety.
It might be such a big bump that $4 million feels like $20 million to him.
Yeah,
that could be true.
It's that platform.
I
think the ESPN negotiators hit him with a, you know, we're down bad and we weren't going to be able to keep Woj anyway, and we're having to fire all these other people, and. Yeah. We can find somebody else and give them the contacts. You know, like, do you really want this job?
I mean, yeah, they're teasing. What's it going to be, Jeff Passan?
Yeah, we can make Adam Schefter.
Yeah, we'll just slide Schefter over and have him do some NBA. So maybe Shams was thinking, well, damn, if I really want this, then this is what I'm going to have to settle for. But, you know, I was a little bit surprised that it was that low. But good for Shams either way.
Now, I mean, women, when they're walking by the TV and Shams is on, they stop and watch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kay Adams, yes. the Sham guy.
It's a real thing.
Really is. Here is Grady Dick, who is on with the Sunday Conversation on Barstool. Now, they asked, like, hey, Grady, do you have any hidden talents? He does, and it happens to be Donald Duck. He does a great Donald Duck impression. Go ahead and tell me what you think about this. Take it away, Grady.
I can talk like Donald Duck a little bit. Really? What do you want me to say?
Say, I promise to my new friends, Joey and Billy, the next regular season, I'm going to play hard.
All right.
I promise to my friend, Joey and Billy, that I'm going to play really, really hard. So hard.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good, man.
Pretty good.
Grady Dick over here with a tremendous Donald Duck. The only better one I've heard is Eric's mother actually does a tremendous Donald Duck as well. She called him in the nosebleed seats one night. We need to get her back on the show and hear compare who has the better Donald Duck.
Donald Duck is a well-done impression by a lot of people, I feel like.
You think that's
I don't want to crap on it.
You brag know? About.
It's Chiafalo's mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's more of a party trick than a talent.
Ooh. What would you say would be like a good impression then? If you do X person, then that's that one's worthy of like, that's a cool one.
Like the Tony Soprano one we had from Mary Spears.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, your Al Pacino, you know, the guys who can do the Goodfella guys, stuff like that.
Fair enough.
You know,
you guys ever had some run-ins with feral hogs?
No, I've tried. I've gone feral hog hunting three times and never fired a shot at one.
This sounds like a major problem here that we've got going on in a small town in Arkansas. They're being overrun right now by feral hogs. This is...
You ever seen the hog traps they have? These hogs?
It's incredible.
They had this kind of feeder thing, and then the things spring up, the trap springs up, and they kind of cage them all.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
But I've also seen them like hunt them from distance.
Yes.
Like, you know, on like hunting like shows or like...
But it can get dangerous out there with these feral hogs.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
They'll tear you up.
Yeah.
So this dude...
They tear up a lot of ground.
Posted, his name's Willie McNabb. 30 to 50 feral hogs run into his yard every day for about 3 to 5 minutes, and he's got like his kids playing in the backyard.
Oh, geez.
And now it just went viral on the internet because people are worried about what if these hogs just decided they can cause some massive damage to your house. You know, the hogs just get line here, 30 to 50 of these things. I mean, the stampedes, the damage they can cause. And I guess this was a town that didn't have any issue with this. He says he's lived here for 14 years, never had to deal with feral hogs. But all of a sudden, here we go, the last year, 30 to 50 every day running through your yard.
It can be hard to find, too. And this is one of those things where it's like a real threat to farmers. You know,
they've
considered every possible way, but they're sneaky. They travel in packs. They're very violent. They'll slash you. You know, they'll tear up your farmland. No problem. They can murder you. They like to use the Trinity River as like their highway system. They jump in there in massive packs and swim up and down and, you know, get out. So you go looking for them. You're like, where are the freaking hogs?
Man,
they're a well-coordinated outfit.
I don't think this is a ball sacking 469. I did go ahead and outsource this. This was a legitimate news article in Arkansas. Christopher Walken, that is a great one. If you can do a Christopher Walken impression, that's tough to do.
Goaded at that point.
Walken, who was our guy tough. That we interviewed? A really nice guy. Can't remember his name. The guy during the Super Bowl. And then he came in.
Craig Gass.
Yeah. Remember they asked his buddies, said, hey, you do the
with Christopher Walken.
Yeah. He did he was having lunch.
Brutal.
And he was like, oh, please don't make me do this. And he did it. And he goes,
Walken was a total jerk to him.
I hear that.
Like totally unimpressed.
Go ahead, let him do his joke. Let him do it.
Like Brian when the Tolos try to talk to him at breaks and remotes.
Yeah, I got the headset.
Sure, I know. I'm the greatest. Yes. Haha, good one.
You want to see the ring? Yeah, you can see the ring.
Haven't heard that one before, buddy. Time now for the G bag of the day. Into the pimp cup. Here's Lucius.
Big Godzilla. Here, lizard. Yeah, Big Godzilla coming through. Our winner so far for G-Bag of the Day comes from the RJ and Choppy Show. It is Mr. One Ralph Choppy. He had an injury question for the Jerry Jones, the owner and GM of the Cowboys. This type of question that RJ had for the owner of the Cowboys, my God.
Jerry, I got one more injury question, if I may. These guys have really dropped the ball on it, if you know what I mean. But Tyler Smith was talking about Tolbert, and he said, I'm going to read you the quote here, he sprained his nuts. How do you sprain your nuts?
Well, again, I'm not going to really go into all of the ways. We don't have time. I mean, you can do it stepping off a curb.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it at midnight.
For
freaking legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Or you could do it at midnight.
Or he waited for the pause. Mm-hmm. He waited. Like, he think about this one. He think about
the, this. Wait for the punchline.
Yeah, he had to let the what is it, the crowd? The roar of the crowd calm down
exactly.
a little bit
yes.
there.
Exactly.
Great
yeah.
timing.
Hey. I'll tell you what, since we're talking about nuts and all of that, as a man, it doesn't matter the injury. If you use Icy Hot, somehow it finds your nuts.
Oh, yes.
Somehow, yeah. dog. I use Icy Hot spray on my ankle. I broke my ankle 2 years ago or something like that. It still bothers me. I'm still athletic out here, but it still bothers me. So I have to help it out a little bit. And I spray it on my ankle. Man, by the time I put my underwear on and got dressed, I was like, what's going on down there?
Oh, no.
Why is it so uncomfortable? Do I need a wipe? What's happening? It was so hot down there, bro. Lasts about a good 2 hours. Shout out to Icy Hot. It gave you some relief for 2 hours, that's for sure.
Sounds like a bet payoff.
Man, yeah, it's on the bet payoff board. That was the Roger Clemens move.
Sweat coming off my forehead. You did that. I'm real quick with people when they ask me questions. Yes, no.
So, maybe I'll do that next week.
Put some Icy Hot on there. Yeah. Don't matter. All you got to do is just rub your wrist. Somehow it'll find your nuts. Don't worry about it, bro. Put it on your knee. It'll find your nuts. Let's go. Colleyville, stand up right here. I've been wanting to get this off. I got a whole lot of football clips that I picked on Monday that I'm just not getting to on Wednesday. This is the last day I can probably do them, so I'm going to do it. Raiders defensive end and one of my favorite football players, Max Crosby. If you see him in traffic, you see him in real life on the streets, you're like, oh yeah, that's a football player.
Yeah.
No
that's
doubt
a football
about
player,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a little straightened for these clowns that go on Pat McAfee's show. And I say that respectfully because I think I know who he's talking about. Broaddus, do you know who he's talking about? Broaddus, you know who he's talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, let's see, little flame.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it. That's why I waited.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm
you know who he's talking about.
We'll see. That's all right. We'll see. We'll get this.
I thought Brian was going Monty Kiffin on us there for a second.
No, I was. I thought Lucius was going to play the clip. And
I feel you.
That's why I was pausing. Yeah.
Nah, I feel you. Huh?
And then I got to hear these, you know, clowns that talking online and talking on the Pat McAfee show saying, you know, something's going on, and they're speaking for me saying I should be on the sideline when I got a high ankle sprain. You know what I mean? And these clowns they're sitting on the couch talking about what I should be doing. You know, they got their one day of the week where they get to go on the Pat McAfee show and talk, talking about what we should do. And you haven't even been a GM. You're a GM for 1 year. So it's embarrassing. I got this shit tatted on my body. I don't want to go anywhere. So at the end of the day, it's just funny. You know, you got a lot of people that have a lot to say when they really don't know what's going on.
People talk, but they don't know. Oof. People talk, but they don't know.
Is he talking about Lombardi? I wonder if he's talking about Mike Lombardi.
That's what I think he is.
Yeah.
If I was Mike, I'd be like, say my name, bro, or don't mention me at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike will have some opinions.
He will. He will. He
used to work for the
Raiders. They're not always right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, and he knows. He knows. Ouch. He and I talk about it, and he always tells me mine aren't right either. So we're good.
Hey.
No,
hey.
We're best friends. But
that's you guys' dynamics. That's great.
Right.
Yeah, it's all good. I got this one right here. Let's go to Miami Hurricanes. Michael Irvin. He goes live from the field after the Canes' comeback victory. Uh-huh. And he's Michael Irvin, of course.
But what Miami did, Miami took the double whammy. Having the emotional win, last second emotional win, and the bye coming up, and they still whammied everybody's ass. And these refs, right here, they tried to take it. They tried to snatch down and take this victory with that old bullshit. Excuse me. With that bad call on a unsportsmanlike conduct. But people are poking him in the eye on the bottom of the pile. He's pushing him off. You don't call that call right there. And then you try it again, almost talk about with a spearing charge. I was like, man, stop playing, man. Let us get out of here. Look at the stadium. We came, we saw, we conquered, and now we're leaving. You know what I mean? We basically came into your house, sat at your damn table, held your wife hand and ate your damn food, and now we're leaving.
Yeah.
I was like, no way Mike's going to get through an entire post-game video without giving us some classic playmaker.
Yeah, yeah. He was building up to it.
Maybe the most competitive guy ever.
Yeah, would you, bro?
Maybe the most competitive
guy ever. Yeah, man. Shout out to his camera screen. He was spitting all over that damn thing.
I'm going to drink your milkshake.
All right, one more.
There's some Alex Jones in there.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the Paul Feinbaum show.
Oh, yes.
Caller named Legend. We played him before. He's a legend. He's from Alabama. And he vents about the Bama loss to Vandy. What's supposed to happen? You lost to Vandy. That's crazy.
It's pathetic, dude. It's pathetic. You better wake the hell up and realize where you at, because we don't play that down here, brother. You might get away with that in Washington, but down here in Alabama, we don't play that. We'll send a U-Haul to your ass if you lose to South Carolina. You better stop worrying about last week's game and get your ass focused on the game coming up at Alabama. The honeymoon's over. Wake the hell up. You know what this is equivalent to, brother? You know what this is equivalent to?
What's that?
This is equivalent to coming home and finding your wife in bed with the neighbor.
Jeez.
This is what equivalent to, Paul. And I say this for this. Me and K-Dub both agree. You could never trust her again. You might stay with her for the kid's sake, but you could never trust the woman again. And the same thing's true with Coach DeBoer. You can win a natty. We can't trust your ass now. You just proved that you can beat the best and lose to the worst in a two-week friggin' period. You don't lose to Vanderbilt. That's the ugliest little sister on the block.
On the block.
What a great rant, man.
Damn, Legend.
Looked like Southern Radio.
I love the bit of sending a U-Haul truck to the coach's curb, though.
I've seen for sale signs put in yards, too.
I don't know. If I was the Alabama coach and I heard that call, I'd be scared as hell.
Yeah.
Personally, me, I'd be like, oh, hell.
You better not lose.
Honey, it's time to get on out of here. Yeah. We got to get back to the north.
Honey, did you unpack all the boxes?
We moving again.
We got to get out of here, baby. Damn kids.
They owe me $20 million.
Yeah. Is it RJ with Jerry Jones? As Bobby and Sean were dropping the ball on the lead story, he swooped in there, saved the interview. Raiders defensive end Max Crosby straighten out clowns on Pat McAfee. I believe that's
Mike Lombardi,
best man at Brian's wedding.
Yeah, that's my guy, Mike.
Michael Irvin live on field after the Canes comeback win.
You said a start with your cookies, house, and your wife.
Paul Feinbaum show. The caller legend venting about their loss to Vandy. A great champ. Three incredible challengers. I don't know how to choose. I don't know who to vote for. Brian, would you like to start us today?
Yeah, I'll vote. I'm voting for Lucius in his impression of Michael Irvin.
I believe that's a vote for Michael Irvin with add-on from Lucius, right?
Yep.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Okay. Well, Chuck?
I think I'm going to go with the legend.
Lucius?
Me too. That legend right there at the very end.
We're going to have you jump on at G-Bag
Nation.
This team
losing is like my wife cheating on me. Damn, dog.
And he trust meant him that. Again.
He wasn't saying that for effect. It was like, it's the exact same thing to him.
I was just talking the other day. Like, damn.
Paul just sits there like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jump on to at G-Bag Nation. We'll create an Insta poll. You can break this tie. Who is it? Follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio there, at G-Bag Nation there on your Twitter X. We're back with... college football, Wolchuk?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper pulling a fast one on the Boz. Oh. And my gosh, the ticket prices for this game are insane. That's next in the Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back and congratulations to Michael Irvin. He has won G-Bag of the Day in a very close vote-off against legend, the Paul Feinbaum caller, 58-42. He's done it there at G-Bag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. Our Twitter handles are in the bio. Okay, here we go. It's time for Zach Wolchuk to deliver some more sports in the form of a college football super segment.
So we got big news today. NCAA has shortened the college football and basketball transfer portal window from 45 down to 30 days.
Mm.
So this is not eliminating the spring portal window, which was also recommended. They decided not to do that. They're just shortening the time frame you can do it. And the fall transfer window now is going to be reduced from 30 to 20 days. It will start on the day after the college football playoff field is announced. And the post-spring window will go from 15 to 10 days as part of the legislative change for the next school year. So that's going to start December 9th to the 28th will be the fall portal. April 16th to the 25th will be the spring transfer window. So certainly, if you're a team that makes the playoff here, I think this is a little bit of a deterrent for you. I guess you get some time off maybe, but I mean, you're going to need to make sure as a head coach, like, I've got other people that are have eyes on this because I got to get my team ready to play in the college football playoff. Limited Man, time.
So many hats that guy has to wear.
Yeah. You got to have somebody else that you can trust.
Well, mm-hmm. I think you're in a situation, too, where these kids that are redshirting, they can leave after their season's over and then go and already transfer to the team they're going to, but not play in a bowl game, of course, but already be on campus with the team they're transferring to. So
yes,
they start the year four games and then they move on, and say Alabama is practicing for a bowl game, they get to practice, but they don't get to play, of course, or anything like that. But man, I mean, still, that's your, these kids are going to go where they, you know, of course the money is good for them, but the opportunity as well.
The playing time.
Schools are being forced to spend even more millions and millions of dollars to add pro level front offices now to their operations.
Well, that's my buddy Drew Fabianich is what they call the general manager. Drew is a scout for the Cowboys for over 20 years. And he's the general manager at West Virginia.
Cool.
So he
got to have one. Yeah,
but there's a lot of former scouts or current scouts that are taking these college jobs. But man, I couldn't imagine having to keep up with all that, you know, the money and the situations.
Oh my gosh, it's a lot. But it makes sense because I didn't even know they did GMs in college sports.
Yeah, they have them now.
I mean, now you got to have them because the head coach can't be responsible for all that. All right, the Fansville Dr. Pepper commercials, I think we all love. Of course, the Bods has been a big part of that. We got Texas and Oklahoma, Red River, going down this weekend right up the road here at the Great State Fair. Now, the Bods is known for hating Texas. Obviously, an all-time Oklahoma great. He was quoted in 1984.
From Texas, though, right?
Saying, I think he is.
Yeah, he's from MacArthur. Yeah. This man with the Irving. Wow. Yeah, MacArthur.
Irving Mac?
Yeah, I live by this old neighborhood.
Damn, dude, I did not know that.
It's the pride of my life.
That was educational right there.
Boss used to live around here.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty dope. He said, I hate Texas. I hate Freddie Akers, who was the coach there at the time, and I hate that burnt orange color. It reminds me of people's vomit.
Ooh.
Famously was a line that he dropped in 84. He also then circled back late in 2020, said, those were my true reflections about how I felt. It wasn't just in the moment. I had always felt that way about the University of Texas, and that's because I'm an Oklahoma boy. I'm Oklahoma proud, said Brian Bosworth in 2020. So now
that happened. How are you an Oklahoma boy from Irving?
I guess when you go to OU, you just change, and
everything
you're an
changes.
Oklahoma boy. You know, maybe we're pointing the finger at the
like home. If your family went to OU and you're being raised to hate UT, I kind of get it, but
maybe
I mean,
there was some of that. I don't know.
There's universities of record in your state, and I don't think you can have state pride and hate that university. You know, I think you can respect them. You can want to whoop them, but to say hate, I think he's gone too far.
Yeah, I have always kind of grown up not really liking Oklahoma. I don't know why, but it's probably because I'm a Texas boy. You know, so screw Oklahoma was kind of how I felt growing up. Mm-hmm. And they would take a lot of the best players from DFW specifically.
They did a great job.
I was like, that's why you're good. You're taking all the good Texas kids there at OU.
They did a great job.
But it is a hell of a program and definitely one of the best in college football history. So now we've got.
Paid well in the 80s.
He's born in Oklahoma City. Not a real Texan. I see.
Oh, he was. He was born in Oklahoma City.
Moved down here for school.
That's his cop out, huh? Whatever.
Maybe. You know, apparently he's got more Oklahoma pride.
Parents came down here in a big Dallas boom.
Yeah. Your daddy's got a big city job.
Yeah, if Oklahoma's so good, why didn't you stay there?
He's an engineer.
Family?
He's an engineer in Dallas now.
So we have of course, the commercial with Boz and now Quinn Ewers, who's part of that. Yep. And they've changed that role every single year. I think Caleb Williams was part of it last year.
He was.
But the Boz had no idea Dr. Pepper was putting Quinn in it, and he talked about it courtesy of KREF Sports.
They didn't tell me Quinn was my deputy until we got to the set. And I said, so who's the guy? Because every year, the last two or three years, they brought a new guy on. And they didn't tell me this year, probably because I would say no. You would say no. Hell no, I'm not doing that. but when they said it's Quinn Ewers and he wants to meet me, I said, all right, tell him I'm outside his trailer. And when he walks out, tell him don't look anywhere but straight ahead, and I'll be coming from one side or the other, but I won't let him know. He'll hear me, But we had fun together. It was a great great opportunity. He's a great kid, great competitor. But yeah, and it took all I could to, you know, be nice to him for the first few minutes, and then I realized, man, he's too nice a kid not to be nice. He's like every other athlete. They all have great passion, and they all have a great desire to be great at what they do. They wouldn't put the work in if they didn't. But, you know, I just wish he was wearing crimson and cream, you know, not burnt orange. Who wants to wear burnt orange? There's nothing in the closet that goes with anything orange, burnt or otherwise. I don't own anything orange in my house, so I don't know why anybody would wear burnt orange.
I love it. I mean, the toxic nature of this rivalry is brilliant. A lot of texts coming in when it comes to, like, I'm an Aggie, born and raised in DFW. I'll never root for Texas. He's pulling for the Sooners in this one. I mean, if you're, like, Texas Tech, right? I married into a Texas Tech family. They hate Texas. So I get it. If you and your family went to A&M or you went to Tech, you'll hate Texas. But still rooting for Oklahoma, that's a weird one to me. I don't know. I pull for in-state. But I also went to UNT. It's not like I got much of a dog in this fight right
Which
here.
Which one is the favorite of those commercials, the Fansvilles or the Heisman House?
I think both are fantastic. I think I lean Heisman House slightly.
I do. Fansville. You like Fanville? Yeah. I think Fanville's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just how intense it is. But Heisman House, when they bring back like the old dudes, you know, Ford. And
I love what they've done with Reggie Bush being
bringing
back.
Him out of, yeah.
They're clever with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, very clever. But I think they do a very creative job with those two ads.
Golden age of commercials.
It's fun. And now we also have the Texas A&M rivalry, which is back. We get that this year. You're trying to go to this game.
That game might be for the West.
It might be. Good luck getting tickets to this one. This is an insane amount of money that you are going to have to pay. I think the cheapest ticket right now, you're looking at anywhere from $500 to $4,000. That is the price
range. That's a 100,000 seat stadium.
Yeah, because it's in Kyle Field this year. So, holy crap. I mean, if you want to sit 50-yard line, you're paying almost $5,000 for this game.
Somebody will do it.
Up top, I mean, you're looking at $1,695. Cheapest one I'm seeing is like up in the boonies for $910.
I think that's where young Bennett's sitting.
Oh, goodness gracious. The price for this is incredible. I haven't looked at Texas OU for this weekend, but I imagine this is also first SEC one back at 230.
Face is 200.
200 for face value?
Face, yeah.
Man, I paid 150 for a few years ago. That is that's impressive there.
Yeah.
Here's your college football super seg.
Thank you, Woolchuck. It's Cowboys Twitter coming up at 3:20. We have a double guest 4 o'clock hour on the docket for you coming up at 4. Bobby Corella from All City Dallas. He'll be talking Mavs. And Leah Asimakopoulos covering the Stars for the morning news. That'll happen at 4:40. NFL News of the Day coming up next, though, Zach. What's been percolating?
Rodgers has spoken. We've got quarterback news and the NFL receiving leader on IR. That's next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.